listening to us or watching via the multitude of platforms we are using to reach you this very morning, afternoon, or evening, even for those of you who are round about your midnight. We welcome each and every one of you to this very special broadcast, this very day, the 30th day of March in the year of Almost High Elohim 2021. The time now is precisely 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, if I'm not mistaken. It is 7, is it? No, we are coming. Yeah, 7 p.m. in the land of Biafra, of course. 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. And the top of the hour, regardless of where you are, this evening we are shocking Facebook because I am broadcasting live on Facebook as well. The more accounts they close and restrict, the more we open to broadcast. As simple as that, they can never win. Let me say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. I welcome each and every one of you, and as I do so, please allow me to encourage you to welcome other people as well. I think that the likes of Maxwell Chicks is watching us on Facebook. Mr. Machuku Biafra is also on Facebook, and a few other people. We try to share that very link as widely as possible. Some people have joined us via Instagram. I am on Instagram, slaying as well, as they said. They said if you must be on Instagram, you have to look nice and dress very well. We are doing the best we can to meet up with the expectations of that very platform. We are also on Twitter as well. For those of you of more intellectual disposition, we are on Twitter. We are streaming live on Twitter. We are streaming live on Instagram. We are live on Facebook. We are also live, of course, on the very venerable and veritable IPOB Community Radio app. If you have not downloaded the app, please try and do so, please. Especially for those of you who love listening to us whilst hiding from your wife or your children, you can download IPOB Community Radio app. We are also on Radio Biafra app, of course, because this is a live Radio Biafra presentation. We are also on University of Radio Biafra on Facebook. On Facebook, we are called University of Radio Biafra because here we teach you or we bring to your attention and knowledge those things that the zoo won't dare teach you. We happen to also be on satellite this very evening. We are on FM across Biafra land. Wherever you go to, of course, people are listening on multitude of platforms this very day because this very broadcast, as they say to me, has been long overdue. And we must, of course, preach this very gospel as we have been mandated to by heaven itself. Once again, we are live and we are direct. How do you know we are live? The time now is 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Regardless of where you are, that is how you know that we are live and we are direct. And the whole world, I believe, is listening. My name is Mazen Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the largest mass movement on the face of this very planet Earth. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of the Most High, the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty in heaven, I shall now and always remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Before we continue this evening, as is always and customary with us, we must hand over our proceedings to Almighty God in heaven to come and take charge, to come and take control, but above all to open the minds and the brains of our people to understand the need, to understand the importance of what we are trying to accomplish in their lives. We must pray. And I'm also going to pray in the language of heaven. That is what we do all the time. We pray in the language of the ancients. The same way somebody reminded me the other day, the same way that Roman, or should I say, early Christendom used to pray in Latin. It doesn't matter if you understand Latin or not, but they felt that if they pray in Latin, that God will listen to them. And he did listen to them. The same way that we believe in this day and age, that if we pray in the oldest language known to man, the Igbo language, that Elohim himself in heaven will listen to us. Is anyone in a chineke na den some room baby? When you're banana, can you never win up with Salan? You hear your pharaoh Nanden so chineke na kumo bony. When you're banana na brandy your boy. When you're hunanya and a braya, I'm a yano me, clear mess on my arm, and I dig any men to do the bundy young one to pass you be. To Madame, you want your bomb, my abon de Biafrano, one in there. Isn't a lot of IPU being a young jack away. He went in J, Eastern Security Network. I went out walking with the bed and goes, we're in Jamin and can you want your girl when you're playing no baraka and Nanki, where you need no banana, Miki Krenine. We have led your mother, son of Yagiri. Away hob and given we crack and care bread and gozzi. Can you get you a mat? Since you did it well. The Kachina can not give an eagle. Nahinka. I know one you bundle will any bugger mother, a bugger more ebuchinic. And you were not going when I just see cannot book our hands soggy. Nothing here in a canyon one in a movie near your hands soggy is it, but in gozzi. And you were not standing up at all new mons and the Britain at the cause. Umwe kwenstu, ndi otochikati nebili ni hasi kwe kunia. Ani wena adogezi ya bubede mbozi. Chine kena kepromi hene kiwe mena nye bila mazopita nye naka ajoin. Kiwe cheta upu obandu geni siyomu gena kebile dengozi. Niji ni kula nye nangwa. Sembo blanye kula gena. Najomwe kakukwa nye umu. Niji siku chowwe zopita nye. Naka ndino. Diki siwe napta. Ndena nanyi hambwe bo. Sikuwe tuwa baki uwe nafta nyo nupo chinketa. Onye mwa mna chine kena. Eze bubede ngozi. Kureni ye akwa nkanyine benude nkanyine asu. Uwe nune bera nyo nupo chinketa. Kiwe zopata nye manyanyo biafra. Jido bude kuzibu zuma la ya ni ye nina nkiwe. Kakansindiro uwe pahono. Kahara bunu kuri uwe yezi na biafra agagade ndire tu agagade. Kahara bunu li trena nkia bubede ngozi na IPA bi agagade nina nkiwe. Nina ndire tu agaputi nye. Ige mimi halina notu notu. Nihi ni kuwa nyongu kwa na mwili bo mkanyi. Nihi na nyongu bo mkanyi bo mchileke. Aji wena asidike si wali Israel wena kukompo wanine tichiche. Kage si wale Biafra wale kakuko. Na mboka anu geuraga sina nidi etuwa. Wentu kwa siobi hani nebe chineke na kebini igwa na uwezo apitaha. Aji wena asigana luto na sopro na ejama. Sine bigi malune bibigana dogi. Ise. Having prayed in the language of heaven, we must proceed this very evening to lecture, to tutor, to enlighten, and to educate our people all over the world as to what the damnable zoological republic portends for everybody. Regardless of who you are, regardless of your status, regardless of your station and your standing, the zoo is an abomination. I am going to start with the life of those we call the Fulefus, the traitors and the saboteurs. And given the statement made by Katrina Lang, the British High Commissioner to the Damnable Zoological Republic, the creators of the zoo, of course, I start this evening by letting the whole world understand the way that colonialism worked, the way that European supremacists worked. I want to remind the world how Britain worked in the past and how they have been working and how they intend to continue to work as we move into the future. And I want people to listen very carefully. Bring your pen and paper with you if you don't have them already, because you may find it very, very handy. And as always, Alamajiri Janjaweed should bring their slate and their chalk, because I don't think that they are, should I say, intelligent enough to appreciate the essence, or should I say the importance, of written language. What is happening today, we have seen it all before in the past, and I want our people to pay very, very close attention to what I have to say this evening. What we are witnessing today, we have seen it all in the past. I'm sure that some of you have seen the what I call the Keke diplomacy, because I think she's using Keke Napep to travel. She's been to Lagos, she has been to Calabar, they have been to Bayelsa. I'm sure they have been to one or two places also in the heartland of Biafra land. They have also been to Niger State to go and see Abdul Salami Abubakar. They're everywhere. And they even invited Tinubu to come and make a speech in the north to try to reinforce, should I say, this fake unity between the Yorubas and the Fulanis. Why I'm saying this is because history has a very funny way of representing itself, especially in Africa. And this evening, if we pay attention to what I have to say, it will go a long way in trying to liberate our people from the shackles of mediocrity, stupidity, and neocolonialism. Arochukwu fell in 1904. I want to pay attention this evening. Arochukwu, our spiritual capital, the spiritual capital of Biafra land, because all of them calling themselves, I'm from Ajor, most of them are from Arochukwu, of course, we know that for sure. Arochukwu, the same way you have the house of Levi or Levi in Israel, is how you had the house of Arochukwu as well. They are a priestly clan. Dedicated to the service and worship of the Almighty God in heaven. Chukwu Kikabia Maprumi Hanime. Hence their name, Arochukwu. That was our temple. Britain had to destroy it in 1904. The reason why they destroyed it was to try to prove to themselves that these people do not have any history. Because the people without history is a lost race. Because they asked the white man after independence in 1960 about the great Biafran people, and they said that we had no history. They forgot to tell you that they destroyed our temple so that they can bring their own version or understanding or knowledge of God to us. I remember somewhere in Nauka, they called it Denry. A Roman Catholic priest was preaching to him, telling him about God and having to give his life to Jesus Christ. And Ezeanyi told him that he is not qualified to preach God to him, because he himself is directly descended from God, Almighty in heaven. That we are ancient people, that we knew God before anybody else. This is a slight detour, but I'm trying to build a foundation for our people to actually, you know, give greater understanding and meaning to what I have to preach this very evening. Arochukwu fell in 1904, after many years of war. Even when Arochukwu fell, the same way we have ESM today, we formed Ekumeku then. Seven sons from Arochukwu traveled all the way to Anioma to go and form Ekumeku that you hear today in Anioma, which is the Northern Delta State. And they continued fighting every inch of the way. But let me tell you something. Before Nigeria was formed, Britain had to destroy the one spiritual center that brought enlightenment to the people. Without the fall of Arochukwu, there wouldn't have been anyone in Nigeria, because barely 10 years after the fall of Arochukwu, the zoo was created. Effectively, the amalgamation took place, giving birth to this so-called one Nigeria in the year 1914. And let me tell you why Arochukwu fell. And you must pay attention this evening. Arochukwu fell because the white man attacked Arochukwu with about 1,700 heavily armed men. Attacked our temple in Arochukwu. There's something that Katrina Lang is doing today. Because anywhere the woman visits, anytime the woman leaves her office in Abuja to travel all over the place, death always follows her. Go and check it anywhere. It was when she traveled to Gansi Tinubu during ENSA's protest that the army opened fire. That woman is a blood-sucking demon. Katrina Lang. Listen very carefully to what I've told you this evening. After the fall of Arochukwu in 1904, they amalgamated the zoo in 1914. And they asked Lugard, why are you amalgamating the north and the south? He said, because the north is poor. Till today, the north is still very poor, dependent on the south to survive. That is why they have this stranglehold over our oil and gas. The only, should I say, item uniting the zoo together. How did they manage to succeed? How did the demons succeed in taking Arochukwu? They used Igbo people to take Arochukwu. The same thing they're trying to do today, trying to use Biafrans to destroy what IPOB is doing. The same way that the white man used Ghanaians to defeat Nigerians in those days. They went to Gold Coast, Britain, raised an army, a force called the West Africa Frontier Force. British-led, of course. It was Ghanaians fighting alongside white people that helped them to colonize the place we call Nigeria today.
It's a very simple tactic they've used over the centuries. But if you're not educated, if you're not enlightened enough, if you don't have any self-worth nor pride, you won't understand or appreciate what I'm saying. They came to Harajuku, it fell in 1904. How did it fall? Because there were some people who were criminals. Some people who were sold. Because in those days, before they sell you as a slave, you must have committed something. The same way you are today, some of you driven away from IPOB. We chased you away because you are evil. You know what the British did in preceding, before 1904? Whenever somebody is cast away from his village, regardless of whatever that crime may have been, in those days they are sold. Some were criminals, some engaged in behavior that was considered so antisocial that they have to remove them from the omon, from the clan itself, which is the highest, you know, punishment you can give to anybody who is from Biafra, is to remove them from the Omona clan or his kindred. Do you know what Britain did? Britain waited, kept taking all these people who were disgruntled, took them to Ubuta. You see Ubuta? That was where they housed, they camped them, in Ubuta, waiting and waiting. So those people were very upset, very angry. The same way that some governors are today with IPOB, ESN, you know the usual way they do things. They camped them at Ubuta until they wanted to launch the final assault on our temple in Harajuku in 1904. They now went and brought these people. They told them, if you destroy this temple, this is the temple, these are the people that have made your life a misery. These are the people that wanted to sell you. You must now come and help us to destroy them. And I must also warn you, very so that you must know this. The reason why the likes of Zeke were produced in our land, the reason why things are the way they are in Biafra was because our forefathers, our ancestors did not give their first son or their first sons to the white man to train. They gave them their servants. Because they felt that the white man was going to experiment with our people. So most of the people that they trained, that went to all those missionary schools, and some of them traveled abroad and came back, did not quite understand what it means to be a Biafran. An Igbo Biafran, an Efik Biafran, an Ibibio Biafran, they never knew anything. Most of them were slaves. They didn't quite know, because the custodian, the foreholder in every family, the spiritual guide and light of every home is the first son, even the way it is in the Bible. That is why the first son always received double portion of the father's inheritance. When the white man came, our fathers did not give them our first sons. We said no to them. We gave them those that, should I say, that came after the first son. Why am I telling you this thing this evening is because they have come again. Britain has come again with the same method, the same modus operandi. That's the way they always operate. They try to use you to destroy yourselves. They took this man to Harajuku. A force of 1,700 men attacked Harajuku in 1904, mostly from Ubuta. Those that they, these were rejects, outcasts, those who were criminals in our villages. The Britain assembled them. Very disgruntled, the same thing that BBC is doing today. And used them to attack Harajuku. And Harajuku fell. Our own people actually destroyed their own temple. In the year 1960 to 1967, they did the same thing as well. They groomed saboteurs of the highest grade, like Obadiah Sika. Frontline saboteurs. For 7 years, they groomed them. So that when they started the slaughter of Biafrans in the north, they engaged them to try to castigate Ojukwu and to run our eternal leader, Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, down. And after the war, the lives of Obadiah Sika was compensated. The same thing that they are doing today, trying to use some of you who are ignorant of history. The same way they are trying to use Tinubu in the West. The same way they used Afonja in Yoruba land. None of you ever learn. You have history, you study it. Some of you are intelligent enough to go through history books. You know all these things, but you fail to learn from it. What is the difference between today and when Hausa land was taken?
What is the difference between today and when Nupeland was taken in Niger State? What is the difference between today when Jukunland was taken? What is the difference between today and when Gbagi land was taken from Gbagi people by Fulani? What is the difference between today, what the governors are doing and what the likes of Tinubu are doing to what Hausa peasants did to themselves many years gone by? Every time I come here and I preach to you to understand the dangers you're facing and the danger you're in your useless one Nigeria, you don't want to reason, you don't want to think very well. I have told you severally, if you stay in one Nigeria, you become Fulanized. They will take you over. Fulani will emasculate you with help of the British. Because Britain need idiots to be in power in Abuja for them to continue to take our oil and gas for free. It's a very simple program they have. All the oil companies are in it together. Agip, ExxonMobil, Halliburton, Texaco, Eni, Elf, Mobil, name them, they're all in it together. Why will they allow you to have a country that is viable when they can get oil and gas for free and sell it at very high and exorbitant prices abroad, even bring it back to you to buy at over 500 naira per liter of fuel? Because you are foolish. Because you are a Nigerian, because you cannot reason properly. That is why they try to engage some of you, idiotically of course, to fight the very noble cause that IPOB is championing. My happiness today is that most of you have now woken up. Most ethnic nationalities are now rising up to say that they want to also be free. They too want to be free. We started it by the grace of God Almighty in heaven. And it is going to come to completion very, very soon. And we are all going to be free. But you must remain very strong and resolute. Very strong and resolute. Don't allow yourselves to become distracted. Especially our Oduduwa brothers and sisters. You must remain strong. No matter what happens, they will float the likes of Tinubu all they like. They will bring up every idiot in their arsenal. They will bring up some Obas. They will bring up some chiefs, some idiots. Like one fool writing today, claiming he's from Oxford. One idiot like that. Call, I think it's Antonio Grusanya. I came from here. I don't know what the idiot's name is. They will bring them. You see, these fools, they are black people. Black people are noted for one thing in life, self-destruction. They always destroy themselves. That is why I think there's a popular saying in America, even in UK in those days, that black people are like crabs in a bucket. Instead of them to allow one to go out to see what is happening outside and help them to come out, if you want to climb up, they will always drag you down. That is in the psyche and the makeup of a black man. That is why they are poor. That is why in every society you go around the world, black people are at the bottom of the ladder. There is a reason for that. And as I always say when I come on air, it is because of the way you reason. It is only the way you reason that is keeping you down. If some of you can take out the time to listen to our broadcast over the years, you will see that we got to where we are today because we have been very, very consistent. Consistency is the key. No matter what they throw at you, you remain focused and consistent. Today, that is what Kationa Lang is doing. I am a British citizen. Some of you may be wondering, but he is British. Why is he castigating Britain for their role in entrenching terrorism and poverty in Africa and especially in the zoo that they created called Nigeria? I am a British citizen, yes, that is true. But I subscribe to that very school of thought that an Englishman is a conscientious being. Most of the good things that have happened all around the world was done by English people. From abolition of slavery to the universality of education and rights of men. They are part and parcel of English common law. And an ordinary Englishman has conscience. An ordinary British person is a God-fearing, or should I say, a conscientious being.
But there is a handful, a minority of Satanists at Foreign and Commonwealth Office, at BBC, doing the work of Lucifer, trying to cage us in the 21st century, trying to tell you and I that we are monkeys, that we don't have any brains, trying to tell us that we must bow before a white man. You have to bow before them because they are British. And I say no to that. And that is why they have come. That is why Britain is providing military support for a regime that they know is actively aiding and abetting terrorism. This is something that the world must understand this evening. The British government, led by Boris Johnson, who incidentally is a Jew, very sad indeed. In other words, his ancestors, his forefathers knew persecution. But Boris Johnson is presiding over the reign of evil and terror in Nigeria, courtesy of Katrina Lang, the British High Commissioner to the Zoo called Nigeria. And why am I saying all these things? I'm saying all these things because the Fulani people are attacking us in Enugu and in Ebonyi State. They did so yesterday and also today. This comes at a time when Katrina Lang invited the British Army to come to the aid of the Nigerian Army in order to tackle the resistance we are putting up against Fulani encroachment into our land. Over all these years, Britain never for once provided any technical or strategic partnership to Nigeria in order to defeat Boko Haram and Fulani banditry. Never. Now that we have said that enough is enough, that Fulani will not take our land from us, they have now come to provide help, as usual. That is the reason why yesterday the Nigerian army and police were providing cover for Fulani headsmen carrying out attacks in our villages, especially in Ebonyi State. The Ebonyi State governor is there, his name is Dave Umahi. Dave Umahi is in support of the slaughter of his own people. By people they claim are from Mali, from Niger Republic, from Senegambia. Britain is providing military and technical assistance to the Nigerian army that they know are complicit in the reign of terror going on in Nigeria today. Mietiala. Everybody knows that. They no longer report all the atrocities being committed by Fulani herders, so to speak. No more. Their focus is now is on how to keep Nigeria one. And I want people to listen very carefully. If being one with other people is a very good thing, why did Britain support the disintegration of Yugoslavia? Why was it that Margaret Thatcher worked so assiduously hard with Gorbachev to ensure that the Soviet Union is dismantled? With American President, of course, Ronald Reagan. Why is it, I ask myself, did Britain leave the EU? If diversity is a wonderful thing, if being in one big family is a good thing, I'm asking Katrina Lang this evening, that demon of a woman, why did Britain leave the EU? Why? If being together is wonderful, if being in this big family is a great thing, why did you leave the EU? I'm asking Katrina Lang. This evening, she cannot answer this very question. But what they have done is to continue to provide cover for Fulani terrorists and killers to come into our land to try to take over the land of our ancestors. And it's not going to happen, not under my watch. I've said it before. It doesn't matter how many Efulefus you groom. It doesn't matter how many saboteurs you pay. It doesn't matter what BBC Igbo does. It doesn't matter what Yoruba corrupt journalists do or write about. It's irrelevant to us. It doesn't concern us. We are moving ahead. We are going to defend our land, and we are doing so very, very tenaciously. Anybody with any doubt should go and see what happened in Enugu and also in Ebonyi. We are not going to concede an inch of our land to anybody. I'm saying this evening so that all of you are aware of what is about to happen before it happens. I am placing it on record this evening, morning, noon, or night, depending on where you are, that Fulani Army, with their Fulani Police Commissioner in Ebonyi State and in Enugu State respectively, they are the ones providing riding shotgun for terrorists to attack our villages. Nigerian Army, I want you to understand this very carefully. I want you to understand this. All of you idiots, some of the fools, writing and talking rubbish all the time, I want you to understand this very clearly. In our villages right now as I speak, in Ebonyi State, Nigerian Army are the ones providing armed escort for Fulani murderers to come to our villages to slaughter people. I hope you understand it very clearly. Because when you hear the news, later on, don't be shocked nor surprised. Because we can't fold our arms and all this nonsense will be going on. Pakistan.